கவேஷணாத் ஹ்ருதந்தரம் தத் பிராப்ய அகந்தா பரிபுக்னசீர்ஷா பதேத். சோ த்ரூ ஹட் செட் திஸ் மச் பை வென் யூ ஆர் கிவன் டு த ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம் த்ரூ ஸ்ரவணம் you arrive at the you're able to distinguish the self from the non-self, and thereby inquiring into the nature of the self, you arrive at the truth of the self in your one's own mind as one's own very self. Then what happens? Then the aham, the I sense, the knowledge I am, the I being knocked off totally resolves in the truth. When the I sense, the ahankara, when the knowledge I am, the I, is resolved for good in its truth, then does the I sense rise again if the question is asked? Here, of course, every time the thoughts rise, there will be I sense, rising of the I sense, the knowledge I, there will be rising of the I. Now again, after having resolved the identity, after having resolved the I in awareness, in its truth, again I sense rises, I rises, but that I which rises is no more ahankara. This I that rises, in fact, is nothing but absolute, all-pervasive reality, Brahman. Therefore, this verse makes very clear. I is knowledge, manifest knowledge. I am is manifest knowledge. That knowledge I am, identified in ignorance, associated with the body mind sense complex, be given to wrong identity is ahankara. The same knowledge I am, in knowledge, dissociated, cognitively shifted from body mind sense complex, resolved in, identified with its truth, the Atma, the consciousness, Brahman, resolved in its truth is Brahma. Okay, this is what we saw in the 30th verse. Let us the next one.
Ahankritim yo lasati grasitva. Ahankritim yo lasati grasitva. அஹங்கிருதிம் கிருதிம் யோ லசதி க்ரஸித்வா கிம் தஸ்ய கார்யம் பரிசிஷ்டமஸ்தி கிஞ்சித் விஜானாதி. சனாத்மனோன்யத்
தஸ்யஸ்திதிம்
பாவயிதும்
க்ஷமஃ
கஃ. This talks about the వైస్ పర్సన్. యహ అహంకృతిం గ్రసిత్వా లసతి. ఇది అట్ లీస్ట్ సెంటెన్సెస్ కంప్లీట్ ఐ కెన్ టీచ్ వెల్ హియర్. యహ అహంకృతిం గ్రసిత్వా లసతి. సి గ్రసనం మీన్స్ డివౌరింగ్ రణజీ. గ్రసతి మీన్స్ డివౌర్స్, ఈట్స్ అప్. సో గ్రసిత్వా మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ డివౌర్డ్, హ్యావింగ్ ఈటన్ అప్, హ్యావింగ్ ఎన్గల్ఫ్డ్, హ్యావింగ్ గల్ప్డ్, హ్యావింగ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ది అహంకార. ఓకే, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ హ్యావింగ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ది అహంకార? ది హ్యావింగ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ది ఐ ఇన్ ఐ సెన్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ట్రూత్ ది అవేర్నెస్ బ్రహ్మన్. See, once you arrive at the fact that wave is water, and that's all, wave will ever be the water, because it's a fact. Again, it will never change. So here also, once you arrive at the truth that I is consciousness, Brahma, I am Brahma, then when you, the I sense is resolved in its truth, Brahman, the consciousness. సో యహ గ్రసిత్వా అహంకృతిం గ్రహిత్వా లసతి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ హ్యావింగ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ ఈజ్ అహంకార ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ట్రూత్, దెర్ బి వన్ హూ రెవెల్స్. లసతి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ రెవెల్స్ ఇన్ ది విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ యాజ్ హిస్ ఓన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్. ఓకే, వన్ హూ రెవెల్స్ ఇన్ ది విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఓన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ బీయింగ్ the pure knowledge, the consciousness, having resolved his ahankara in its truth, one who revels in the vision of the truth as his real self, is the meaning of the first sentence. Tasya vacha person kim parishishtam asti, kim karyam parishishtam asti, what else is there to be done by him? Kim karyam, what is there for him to be done, to be accomplished? Is there anything remaining which has to be accomplished, completed, done by him, for him? So this is a question asked. It's an objection. What the answer is, for such a person, there's nothing which is to be done. For him, there's nothing which is to be accomplished. That thing remains which needs to be fulfilled yet. Parishishta means remaining. No, for such a person, nothing remains that needs to be fulfilled, completed, accomplished, done. Which means he is already accomplisher of everything. Who is the real accomplisher of everything? He is as... Actually, everything is as well accomplished for him. He is a person of accomplishment, achievement, the real accomplisher, achiever. He is a person of accomplishment that he has accomplished everything. It's as good as having everything accomplished everything. Which means there's nothing remains for such a person which needs to be fulfilled, accomplished or completed. For whom? For the one who revels, lasati, who revels in the vision of the self being the truth, revels in the vision of the truth as his, isn't it, self. How does it happen for him? After having resolved his essence in its truth. So having inquired into the nature of the I, having resolved the I sense, I in its truth, and taking ownership of the truth as his real self, one who revels in the vision of the truth as his own self, for such a person, everything is as well accomplished. There's nothing which remains which needs to be accomplished. Okay? Therefore, self-knowledge, what is the Dinda teaching? Self-knowledge is the real fulfillment. Why you don't need to do anything later on? Because in self-knowledge, you're reveling in the vision of knowledge of the truth, thereby reveling in the vision of the fullness, that you enjoy the luxury of reveling in the vision of the truth, therefore you are free from all limitations. Therefore, you are free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. When a person revels in the vision of the truth, he is naturally free. Is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, sense of limitations. Therefore, there are no needs for him. He is not dependent emotionally on anything for his fullness. Isn't it? Emotionally, he is independent of everything in the world for his happiness or fullness. Therefore, naturally, there are no raga dveshas, desires. Therefore, he enjoys what? He takes ownership of the peace as his very swarupam. And for such a person, he need not achieve anything for his happiness, fullness. That's why he tells the first two sentences. Then, that person, saha, Atmanaha anyat nakinchit vijanati. Atmanaha anyat nakinchit vijanati means that person does not see anything other than the self. For a wise person, there is no second thing, second reality other than the self. He does not see anything. Anyatna kinchit vijanati. He does not see anything other than the self. It's typically like you while seeing the waves and ocean also, you can say, I do not see anything other than the water, which is a fact. I see the waves and ocean, it's a fact, it's not unreal. But what is more right? I see only the water, if you say, in the form of waves and ocean, that is more right. This person does not see anything other than the water. Understand? In the same way here, this person who has distinguished the self from the non-self through Shravanam, thereby one has inquired into the nature of the self, I, thereby who arrived at the truth of the I being the reality, the consciousness, thereby one has resolved his identity in that truth. Such a person who has the vision of the reality as one's own self, for him there's nothing which remains to be accomplished or fulfilled. And not only that, that person, for him, saha anyat kinchit na vijanati, atmanaha anyat, he does not see anything other than the self. For him, everything, all that is here is atma, atma, atma. What is atma? All pervasive reality, the consciousness, the knowledge obtaining as the innermost essence of everything. For him, everything is knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Atma is what? Knowledge, pure knowledge. What is everything else? Manifestation of Atma, the knowledge. Everything is Atma for him. Everything is a self for him. Understand? He sees only the self everywhere. He does not see anything other than the truth, the Atma. And tasya sthitim kaha bhavayitam kshamaha, is there's no one who can understand the depth of the vision of such mahatma. No one can understand. So here he tasya sthitim bhavayitam kaha kshamaha, who is capable of understanding, knowing the state, mental state of that, such a wise person. Means what? There's nobody who can, no one can understand, no ignorant person can really understand the depth of the vision of the wise person. See, that's the meaning. Is it clear now? What is the lesson here? Once you inquire into the nature of the I, you will helplessly stumble upon its truth, the reality, the knowledge, pure knowledge. Thereby you can resolve the I sense cognitively in the truth. And having resolved the that's what is resolving the essence in the truth is what? Resolving ahankara. Having resolved the ahankara, one will revel in the vision of the truth as one's own self. And that is the greatest accomplishment for a human being. This verse says, there's no greater accomplishment than accomplishing the knowledge of the truth as one's own self. There's no greater accomplishment than the accomplishment of the knowledge of the truth of I, one's own real self, real nature. I put so many words now, so many ways of telling, I'm telling you. That is the greatest accomplishment. Why that is the greatest accomplishment? Because it is that knowledge of the self, it is knowledge of the truth of I, you know, being the absolute reality, is in fact only knowledge which liberates, which frees you from bondage, which frees from all limitations. It clears all the mental cobwebs. See, for the person who revels in fullness, for him, once there's no sense of inadequacy centered on I, then there won't be emotional dependence needs. Therefore, there won't be ragadveshas, likes and dislikes. Therefore, there's something he needs to do for his health, happiness and well-being, wellness, fullness. Therefore, there is a need for one to do something or the other. Only then there is a need, isn't it? The need itself is there only when there is inadequacy, this lack of fullness.
Ahasputam tattvamasiti veda.
Tattvamasiti veda.
You can say Vedaha.
Ahasputam tattvamasiti vedaha. Ahasputam tattvamasiti vedaha. Ahasputam tattvamasiti vedaha.
Tattvamasiti
vedaha. Tathapya samprapya. Paratmanishtham,
tathapya samprapya,
Paratmanishtham. Bhuyo vicharo.
Bhuyo vicharo.
Mati durbalatvam. Bhuyo vicharo.
Mati durbalatvam.
Bhuyo vicharo.
Mati durbalatvam.
Tat sarvada.
Swatmataya hi bhati.
Tat sarvada. Swatmataya hi bhati.
See what he says. Tat tvam asi. Tattvam asi. That fullness, that happiness, that limitlessness, that freedom, the sorupam of the reality, in terms of reality, which you are searching for all the time, is actually none other than your own self. So what you are searching for is not anything other than you, but the very you, your own real nature. So the fullness, the happiness, the limitlessness, freedom, the moksha, which you are seeking which every human mind is searching for in terms of the truth of the whole is in fact none other than one's own very self, the truth of I, the truth of the very seeker, I. So, tatutvam asi, you are the seeker of the truth, and then you are, the truth you are seeking is in fact the very truth of you, the seeker. That is what tatvamasi mahavakyam says. So, you are that reality, you are freedom, you are fullness, you are the whole, you are Ishvara, you are Brahma, is it? So you, the individual, are equated to the absolute reality or the totality, is it? How? Absolutely, you are the truth, you are Brahma, you are Ishvara, you are the whole. And this is this statement of equation is a statement of fact, and assertively, repeatedly, firmly, very clearly, you know, declared by the Shastram. So, Vedaha Aha. Vedaha means the scripture, the Veda Shastram, the script, Vedic scripture declared, it said, how it said, not a tinge of doubt about it, very authentically, authoritatively, clearly, you know, sputam means clearly it has, Veda has declared. What has it declared? The fact. So, only thing is, you need to understand that fact. What is the fact it has declared, which scripture has declared? Tattvamasi. Tat means that, third person singular pronoun. Which stands for the whole, the Lord, the Ishvara, the absolute reality, the truth of the whole, which shines in the hum of the whole, isn't it? Truth. So, Tvam means the second person, single person, which is you. And Asi means are. So, you are that. So, you are the reality which you are searching for. You are the freedom which you are searching for. You are the whole. That he, that Vedas have declared. Therefore, even the Vedas have declared, Tatha api, even Tatha api means what? Even though the scripture has authentically, clearly declared the fact that you are the truth you are searching for, which means you need not go in search of the truth as an object. You have to only recognize your own nature. You have to only question what this I am. If I am the truth, what this I is, actually what I am, who I am. One has to only inquire into the nature of one's own self, thereby arrive at the truth, one's own self being, the nature being the truth. Therefore, tathapi, even though the Shastram, the scripture declares, paratmanishtam aprapya. Paratmanishta means what? Without having arrived at the vision of the truth. Without having inquired into the nature of the truth. Without having arrived at the nature of the self. Without having absorbed in the self. Still, repeatedly, bhuyaha vicharaha, again and again this inquiry, this continuity of the inquiry, unending, endless inquiry into the nature of the self, bhuyaha vicharaha means what now? Again and again, repeated inquiry into the nature of the self is what? Mati durbalatvam. It's only because of the lack of preparedness on the part of the mind. Or weakness of the mind is only because of the mental weakness in terms of lack of preparedness. What he says is, if you are exposed to the scriptural teaching, and the scriptures now very clearly state, you are the reality, you are the truth. Which means, I only need to do is, if I am the truth, then what I am, how I am the truth. I need to inquire into the nature of my own self. I have to arrive at the nature of the self, as thereby I have to arrive at the truth. Instead, what happens, even though the Shastras declare, you know, without having inquired into the nature of the self, without having arrived at the nature of the self also, without having absorbed in the nature of the self, bhuyaha vicharaha, again and again repeated inquiry, is only due to because of the weakness of the mind in terms of lack of preparedness. Is it clear? Therefore, what he says is, so what we need is, tat sarvada swatmataya hi bhati. Tat means that, tat indicates what? The absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the terms Brahman, Atma, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining every individual's innermost essence of every self, all the time it is shining. Bhati. Tat bhati means what? That reality. When is it reality? Reality is that when? When it's unknown, it is that. Isn't it? When it is known, it is aham. When the reality is unknown, you will use the pronoun what? That reality. After knowing, what is the point you use? Aham, I am the truth. In knowledge, for you, the truth is the nearest self, very you. In ignorance, the truth is something indicated by the pronoun as an object, unknown. So that reality, which is not known to you, which is your own real nature, isn't it? Actually, always it is shining. You need not attain, you cannot attain the truth. Why? Because the truth always shines as very you. Very yourself. Non-attainable, non-reachable, non-reachable distance, non-attainable, non-attainable reality, it always shines as what? One's own self. Swa-atmataya bhati. Swa-atmataya means what now? As one's own self. As one's own real nature, as the truth of the I, as the truth of the seeker, as the truth of the very knower, experiencer, I. Understand? The knowledge, I. The truth of the I, every time that, what is it I use to refer to myself, the first person singular pronoun which I use to refer to myself, that I, when expressed, is what? Actually the vritti jnanam, and that I is a knowledge, and the truth of that I is what? Actually the reality. So he says, that reality always shines. There's never a time reality does not shine. Reality is not there. All the time it is there as the very swarupam of I. There's never a time you are not there. We have to remember, understand one fact, and a very interesting fact. No? There is never a time you are not there. There was never a time you were not there. There will never be a time you will not be. You were always, nice to know this, isn't it? You were always, you have been beginninglessly, you are now, you will ever be endlessly. You know that? Why? Because your swarupam, that I, in all three states of experience, you're always there. Tell which is the time you are not there. Never a time you are not there. You're always there. Therefore, the reality, the absolute reality, ultimate truth, the truth of the whole, always available for recognition in your own mind as very you. As the truth of one's own self. So all that you need to do what now? You please enquire into the swarupam of I, the truth of I, enquire into the nature of the self, I. Don't need to inquire much now. But now, even now, this is all inquiry only. Nice. He says that. Tat sarvada bhati. Do you notice that word? Sarvada bhati. Where swa atmataya, as one's own self. Every time you say aham, 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 what is it? Aham. Manifestation of knowledge. What is the manifestation of knowledge? Pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge? The truth of the whole, in which alone everything is. Aham. And you say, I? What is that I? Truth. Okay? Nice not to know that. My God. Sva atmataya sada bhati Raniji. If somebody comes and tells, no? I lack something. Who is it lacking? Isn't it? That I, mine is finished. Absolutely. That I is what? If you see what that I is, unfortunately, when you express that I actually is identified with limitations, anatma, then what happens? Ahankara. That I, if you inquired into the I, if you are not inquired into, then you can't. Having inquired into the nature of I, then stumbled upon the awareness, the consciousness, the truth of I, then you understand that I is manifestation, appearance of the truth only, then aham brahmasmi, that is knowledge. In knowledge, I am Brahma. In ignorance, with wrong identity, with all limitations, is ahankara. Ahankriti. Okay. 33rd verse. Navedmyaham. Navedmyaham. Mamuta.
Mamuta.
Vedmyaham.
Vedmyaham.
Mamiti.
Mamiti.
Pravado.
Pravado.
Manujasya hasyaha.
Manujasya hasyaha.
Navedmyaham mamuta vedmyaham mam. Navedmyaham mamuta vedmyaham mam. Navedmyaham. Navedmyaham mamuta vedmyaham mam.
Mamuta
vedmyaham mam. Iti pravado. Iti pravado. Manujasya hasyaha. Manujasya hasyaha. Drik drishya bhedat.
Drik
drishya bhedat. Kimayam dvidhatma.
Kimayam dvidhatma.
Drik drishya bhedat. Kimayam dvidhatma.
Drik drishya bhedat.
Kimayam dvidhatma. Swatmaikatayam. Svatmaikatayam, svatmaikatayam hi dhiyam na bheda.
Svatmaikatayam
hi dhiyam na bheda. Svatmaikatayam hi dhiyam na bheda.
Svatmaikatayam
hi dhiyam na bheda. Na vedmyaham. Navedmyaham mamuta.
Mamuta.
Vedmyaham mam.
Vedmyaham mam.
Iti pravado.
Iti pravado.
Manujasya hasyaha.
Manujasya hasyaha.
Drik drishya bhedat.
Drikdrishya bhedat.
Kimayam dvidhatma.
Kimayam dvidhatma.
Svatmaikatayam hi.
Svatmaikatayam hi.
Dhiyam na bhedah.
Dhiyam na bhedah.
Okay. See, manujasya means manushyasya. Manushyasya means the human beings, apostrophes of the human being, manushyasya. a human being has. Pravadaha means the human being's statements, whatever he says. Sentences, statements of a human being. You know, it's human beings' expressions he make. Pravadaha means expressions he make. A human being's expressions. When he refers to himself, expressions in terms of expressions as, you know, aham vedmi mam. I know myself. Aham mam vedmi. Aham I, mam me, vedmi no. K-N-O-W. I know myself. I know me. Then, this another is aham na vedmi mam. I do not know myself. I know myself. I do not know myself. Aham mam vedmi. Aham mam na vedmi. Aham mam na vedmi. Aham mam vedmi. Which means what? I know myself. I do not know myself. Such expressions of human being, when he talks about himself, manushyasya pravadaha, actually, the expressions of ignorance. Such expressions are matter for laughter. Means what? The expressions of ignorance. You laugh at the matter only if it is an expression of ignorance, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. So ignorant man's expressions about himself will be what? I know myself. If he says, he is an ignorant expression. I do not know myself, he says also what? Still it is an ignorant expression. Because they are the expressions are the matter for laughter. Okay, really speaking, when you say I know myself, then what happens? I know myself means what? Still, I am the knower, I am the one to be known. I do not know myself, I am the knower, I am the one who is not known by myself. Subject and object, isn't it? Then one more thing we can say, drik drishya bhedat. Then when you say drik drishya bheda, there is knower, known difference. I am the knower. I am the knower. Mm. And there is a world in front of me which is known by me. Mm. Known to me. So the knower, known difference. This knower, known difference. Okay, I am the knower and there is a world in front of me which is to be known by me. Which means, is there twofold Atma? Is there knower Atma, known Atma? Is there self? Is there twofold Atma? So there is no such a thing called knower, known. You know, the twofold Atma with as a knower, known difference. In fact, Swatma ekatayam dhyam bhedaha na. All these are experiences. See, experiences. Knower is no experience. What is knower? The experience are available in the waking state. And then the known is also what? Experience, isn't it? There is no known outside of the experience. The known is an experience. Knower is experience. Knower known difference also is what? Object of experience, isn't it? All experiences we have in the waking state. The experience of duality, the knower known duality is an experience. We don't deny experience. there is the knower, there is the known world, there is a knower, I, isn't it? The knower, known. Experience is there. Knower, known, knowledge, Triputi Bhedaha, experience is there. And then so many, the objects, the known objects are plural, many, innumerable, countless. This is plurality is what? In experience. So the experience of plurality, experience of multiplicity, experience of duality in terms of knower and the known, experience of changes, experience of time, experience of space, all of them are only what? Experiences obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind. All the differences are experiences obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind. Any amount of differences, any difference you can talk about. Time difference, spatial difference, number difference, form difference, shape difference, color difference, any number of differences, knower, known knowledge difference, Triputi Bheda. All the differences are nothing but experiences obtain. In what form does the experience obtain? No, thought. Experiences obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind. Okay? And every experience obtained in the form of a thought is what? Manifestation of knowledge. If all the differences are experiences obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind, and all the experiences obtaining in the form of thoughts are what now? Various manifestations of knowledge. Whenever I say knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge. If all the differences are what? Only mithya. And they are all not really there. They'll all these differences obtaining in our experiences in the form of our thoughts in the mind will resolve as mithya, manifestations of the only knowledge in the only knowledge, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, the truth. Atma ekatayam, the oneness of the reality, they'll all be resolved. Cognitively, they'll be resolvable as mithya. Which means, the standpoint of the reality, the consciousness, there is no knower, there is no known, other than consciousness. There are no differences. It's something very subtle. Do you get it? It's a very, very subtle lesson, this particular lesson. See, Atma Ekata means what? In the oneness of the reality, oneness of the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of everything here, the being, the consciousness, all these differences are not there. Okay? In consciousness, differences are not there. Where are the differences now? The absolute reality, consciousness, differences are not there. But differences are where? Differences are there only in manifestations. Differences in terms of experience, the form of experiences, up to the form of thoughts. Differences are one, those differences, okay, are not there in the oneness, the only oneness of the reality, oneness of the Atma. That's nice. Therefore, when somebody says, I do not know myself, then there he sees himself being an object and object. I know myself, when he says also, he sees himself as object and object. Whereas the self is what? There's neither the subject nor the object, which is free from both subject-object differences. Actually, the truth of every individual, every I, is the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, which is free from subject-object difference, which is free from knower-known difference. And all these differences, any difference for that matter, is nothing but experience obtained of thought in the mind. Therefore, they are all manifestations of the only reality, consciousness. But in the Atma, the reality, the differences are not there. You can talk about the difference between the waves, as big wave, small wave, no, short, no, noisy wave, etc. You know, only from the standpoint of the waves you can talk about the differences. But all these differences which obtain in the form of the waves are not there from the standpoint of the water because of its oneness. Similarly, because of the secondlessness, oneness, non-duality, because of the non-duality of the reality, because of the oneness of the reality, because of the secondlessness of the reality, what is there being only reality, all these differences, which are experiences, obtained of thoughts in the mind, are not there in the reality. So, reality, Atma alone is Satyam, the only reality Atma is Satyam means all the differences are Mithya. Mithya means what? Manifestation of Satyam. Mithya is Satyam. Satyam is not Mithya. I'm really happy I did this. Really, a few important things you get it here, which you won't get in anywhere else. Certain things, sometimes, no? Certain texts give certain things for you. Now you can close your eyes and say blindly, you know, all the differences are only experiences. Only in experience. We do not deny the experience of the differences. Experience of the plurality, experience of the multiplicity, differences. All the differences are experiences, experience the differences, but all of them are what? Obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind, which are all manifestations. Which are mithya. But the truth of all these manifestations is one and the only Atma, in that from the oneness of the, due to the oneness of the Atma, we say what? All these differences are not there in the Atma.
Hrit prapya saddhama, hrit prapya saddhama, nijaswarupe, nijaswarupe, hrit prapya saddhama, nijaswarupe, hrit prapya saddhama, nijaswarupe, Swabhava siddhenu palabhyanishtham. Swabhava siddhenu palabhyanishtham. Hrit prapya saddhama.
Hrit prapya saddhama.
Nijaswarupe.
Nijaswarupe.
Swabhava siddhenu palabhyanishtam.
Swabhava siddhenu palabhyanishtam.
Swabhava siddhe.
Swabhava siddhe.
Anupalabhyanishtam.
Anupalabhyanishtam.
Maya vilasa.
Maya vilasa
sadasad sarupa
sada sat sarupa
sada sat sarupa
sada sat sarupa
virupananaika
virupananaika
sada sat sarupa
sada sat sarupa
virupananaika
virupananaika
mukha pravada
mukha pravada
virupa nana eka mukha pravada. See what happens, what he says. In this again he emphasizes, we talk about real, talk about the, you know, unreal, sad, asat. Then we discuss about what? Things with the forms and formless. So discussing about something about discussions about the ones with the forms or forms or formlessness, or things with the form, things without forms, are discussing about the what is real and what is unreal, and we talk about the one and the many. Is the truth one, or is the truth that does the truth appear in many, in the form of many? You know, what is real, what is unreal? All these discussions actually are possible only now. Only will keep us blind, make us remain deluded. It means not that you should not discuss. If you can understand, you can understand what is real, what is not real, what is really formless, what are the forms, etc. What is one really, what are these many, etc. You can discuss, only inquiring into the nature of the self. They make sense, meaningful. So what he says, no, he doesn't say that you should not discuss. You discuss, okay, what is real, what is not real, and how whether truth is one or many, etc. With discussions, all these discussions will make us remain, no, blind means what? Will make us remain deluded means will never free us from delusion, will never give us the discriminative knowledge. If we do not enquire into the nature of the self. What he wants to say is, for you to really understand what is not real, what is real, what is one and about one or many, to know anything about one or many, or real or not real, the forms are formless. All these discussions, you will have the right answer. How? Only by arriving at what is absolutely real. And what is absolutely real, what is ultimately truth, the ultimate truth, absolute reality, the truth of the whole, can be arrived at what? Shastras say what? Only as the truth of I. Therefore, you, without having distinguished the I, first of all, if you still think I am the body, if you still have strong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, you are not able to distinguish the, first of all, the I from the body, gross, subtle, material body, mind, sense complex. So where's the question of understanding, arriving at the truth by discussing with the things with forms and without forms, things which are real, which are not real, etc. The discussion on real, unreal, you know, forms and formlessness, formless, etc. will not be of any use. All that you need to do is, you see, first of all, you need to understand the fact. What you have to distinguish the I from the self, from the non-self. Thereafter, you inquire into the nature of that I. Ask the question, what this I is. I definitely does not mean the body. I is distinct from the body. I is distinct from the mind, distinct from the thoughts, distinct from the pranas, distinct from sense powers, distinct from, you know, everything. If this I is not any of these things which constitute the individual, which I was thinking I am, is it? This very, first of all, this understanding what I am not is a big thing. So distinguish the Shastram, that's what he emphasizes. Distinguish the I. Once you distinguish, then you will cognitively, intellectually, you have to distinguish and see. If I is not any of this, then what I am? What this I is all about? Then with the help of the Shravanam, Shastra Shravanam, you have to, what now, through using all the prakriyas, with the help of the teacher and Shastram, you have to understand the truth of the I. And arriving at the truth of the I, through self-enquiry, you will resolve the I sense in that. I in its own truth. Like how you can resolve the wave in the water by recognizing the truth of the wave being water. By arriving at the truth of the I being consciousness, you can resolve the I there, you can understand the consciousness being the truth of very you, very self. When you arrive at the absolute reality, you understand it's the same reality being the truth of the whole, then in that vision of the truth of the whole as your own self, which you arrived at through self-enquiry, you will definitely have what a discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real, what the forms are, how the forms are mithya, and how reality is of the nature of formlessness, and how the plurality, multiplicity, numbers are all mithya, and how, because all the differences obtaining also are what? In the oneness of the Atma, they're all not there. You understand. Isn't it? That's what he says. So without avoiding the self-enquiry, see, not focusing on self-knowledge and doing anything else, studying any number of books, or having discussions on real, unreal forms and formulas, etc., will help you, will keep you remain blind and ignorant and deluded always. That's why without the self-knowledge, whatever any amount of study, any amount of enquiry, any amount of discussions, will because your discussions, everything will be within the realm of the matter only. In the realm of the ignorant only. Ignorance. So any discussion, any debate, any research, anything you break your head, within the realm of ignorance will remain what? Will help make you remain ignorant, blind, deluded forever. Therefore, instead of wasting one's time having discussions on what is real, what is unreal, etc., okay, if you really want to know, you don't need to do discussions and debates on these things. Quietly, what you need to do is you need the knowledge of the absolute reality. The true knowledge of the truth of the whole. And because the knowledge of the truth of the whole, there is no way of arriving at without having arrived at the knowledge, truth of the I. Therefore, what you need is distinguish the self from the non-self and encode the nature of the self, arrive at the truth of the self, okay, resolve the I sense there, and in the vision of the truth of the whole, you will have the discriminatory knowledge of what is real and what is unreal, what is not real. You understand the nature of the forms, understand the nature of the differences. Siddhasya vitti satayeva siddhihi.
Siddhasya vitti
satayeva siddhihi.
siddhasya
siddhasya
vittihi
vittihi
satayeva siddhihi
satayeva siddhihi
svapnopamana
svapnopamana
kalu siddhayonyah
kalu siddhayonyah
स्वप्नोपमाना कलु सिद्धयोन्याः
स्वप्नोपमाना
कलु सिद्धयोन्याः
स्वप्नः
प्रबुद्धस्य कथं नु सत्यः
कथं
नु सत्यः सतिस्थितः किम् सतिस्थितः किम् पुनरेति मायाम् स्वप्नः प्रबुद्धस्य
स्वप्नः प्रबुद्धस्य
कथं नु सत्यः
सतिस्थितः किम्
पुनरेति मायाम् सि सतः वित्तिः सतः वित्तिः मीन्स् नॉलेज रेकग्निशन ऑफ द ट्रूथ सतः वित्तिः मीन्स नॉलेज ऑफ द ट्रूथ रेकग्निशन ऑफ द ट्रूथ कैन से सेल्फ नॉलेज और नॉलेज ऑफ द ट्रूथ See, for a real accomplisher, Siddhaha means a real accomplisher. Siddhaha means the accomplisher. For the one who has, for the absolute accomplisher, the real accomplisher, the real accomplishment is self-knowledge. Knowledge of this truth, of the whole as the truth of one's own self. The self-knowledge, self-recognition, the vision of the truth of the whole as one's own real nature is the real siddhi, real accomplishment. And which is the most powerful thing. There is no greater occult power, mystic power, there is no greater siddhi, miracle, than the knowledge of the self. For real accomplisher, the real accomplishment is the self. Knowledge. In self-knowledge, what happens? Aham being endowed with the clear vision that Aham Brahma Asmi means what? Having the resolved one's identity in reality, abiding in the vision of the truth is what? Real accomplishment. This is the miracle. There's no greater miracle, greater occult power than the accomplishment, than self-knowledge. He says, Anyaha Siddhayaha, all other miracles, all other accomplishments, all other accomplishments in terms of all the miraculous powers, isn't it? All of them, actually, Swapna Upamanaha, they are as good as the dream experiences. It means the dream, other powers are not there or not, occult powers, the mystic powers, people talk about all, so much people are given to mystic powers.
any amount of mystic powers other than self-knowledge, whatever is the mystic power the person has, even if he can get you, you know, the tree which gives you money all the time. You know, money tree. Money tree, food tree, pleasure tree. Suppose you go and falls. You know, like that something. Even whatever, even somebody, you know, any amount of, imagine what all the possible thing you can accomplish as a mystic, using your mystic powers. All those miraculous powers, the mystic experiences, which one can have, now, is what, other than self-knowledge, they're as good as the dream experiences. How dream experiences are of no use for you in the waking state. Dream experiences may be useful in dream state, but on waking up, in the waking state, the dream experiences are of no use. They are mithya, they are not even real for you. In the same way, what is there in the wake for the person who lives his life, any amount of mystic experiences or miraculous powers one has accomplished by doing so many things other than self-knowledge will be like what? Will be as good as dream experiences or dream objects. They are not useful for you. So what is useful in the waking state for you, any state for you? What you need for your mukti, the jivan mukti, while living this life, while going through prarabdha, while experiencing all the divisions and differences and pluralities and multiplicity, etc., while going through this problem full of life also, what you need is, you need objectivity, and for objectivity what you need is what? You need the vision of the oneness of the reality, and the oneness of the reality of the whole as the reality of one's own self. So what you need is self-enquiry. First of all, you are mistaking the anatma for the atma. First of all, distinguish the atma from the anatma. Then understand us, I from the non-self. Non-I, then enquire into the nature of the self, arrive at the truth. There is no greater accomplishment, greater mystic experience, there is no greater miraculous miracle other than the self-knowledge. For a real accomplisher, the self-knowledge is the real accomplishment. All other accomplishments, all other achievements are really as good as the dream experiences and dream objects. Now in London, so the all my some Tamil students are here. Somebody has come now to London. They all miss bunk the class and go there. No, why? Because he gives something. Materializes things. No. Very interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, Swamini, now she will come next week, searching for us and phoning to us, Narandaji, calling us. Swapna prabuddhasya katham no satyaha. Next, thirdly, look at this. Swapnaha. Now, swapna means what now? Swapna anubhavaha. Prabuddhasya katham no satyaha. So, he says, for the one who is awake. Prabuddha means the one who is awake. Prabuddhasya, for the one who is awake. Swapnaha katham satya. How can dream be real for the one who has woken up from sleep? Who is already awake, for the one who is still asleep, the dream will be, one who is still in dream, the dream may be real, isn't it? The dream will be real only for the one who is still asleep, the one who continues to dream, one who is still in dream. But for the one who has woken up from sleep, one who is awake, for him, how can the dream be real? How long for you the dream is real? You do have dream experience. Mm-hmm. You do experience the dream world. When you were in dream, the dream was very real for you. That effect of the dream experience, even is there in fear or something, even in the waking state. Mm. Dream is there for you. But once you're woken up from sleep, you're awake. then after having woken up from sleep, then how can the dream be real for you? So, prabuddhasya swapnaha katham na satyaha. How can it be real? Dream can never be real for the one who is awake. The dream will be real only for the one who is still in dream. Similarly, he says, satisthitaha kim punareti mayam. Having arrived at the truth, the absolute reality, the consciousness, as the very truth of I, the swarupa jnanam through the vritti jnanam, having arrived at the truth, how can there be again maya? There will not be maya. You can talk about maya only as long as you are in maya, isn't it? As long as you are ignorant. How long can I talk about maya? One can discuss, talk about maya only as long as one remains ignorant of the self, ignorant of the reality. Once you have arrived at the truth, absolute reality, being consciousness in your own mind, as the very truth of I, through self-enquiry, and having dwelt upon that fact of the self being the conscious, which is the truth of the whole, having remaining absorbed in the vision of the truth, abiding in the vision of the truth, then how can there be maya? So maya is not there anymore. Maya will never be anymore. Okay? For the maya will not be there anymore for the one who remains steadfast in the vision of the truth as one's own real nature. One has arrived at the vision of the truth as one's own real nature. I put this way, this way, this way, isn't it? So you understand that. I put so many ways so that you understand that. So now we don't need to break our head to understand what maya is. What is this maya? What is this maya? Shastram talks about maya. Okay? And when the knowledge manifests, the power of knowledge, now manifesting as the whole is what? Maya. And there is no power of knowledge outside of knowledge. Once arrived at the knowledge being the truth, then maya also is mithya. Maya is mithya. Understand? So you don't need to worry, break your head to understand what maya is all about. So I'm very happy that he doesn't want to go for unnecessary discussions on what these things are. That is why our Shastram always tells, never ever ask the question, when did the first creation begin? Because Shastram starts talking about the creation. Immediately we want to ask the question, when did the first creation begin? So don't ask all these questions. Keep on listening, arrive at the truth, and after arriving at the truth, you will understand what? The fact, there's no creation at all. Really, for the sake, methodology used to help you arrive at the truth. Well, if you arrive at the truth, then you'll understand the fact of what? There's no creation, there's only manifestation.
So, what's the difference between creation and manifestation?
Yeah, see, thoughts. No. Suppose light is there. Light, in the presence of the light, this opaque thing shines. Mm. In the absence of light, opaque thing cannot shine.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So every opaque thing reflects light. Every opaque thing is what? Not creation of the light. Light does not create the opaque thing.
Mm. That's right.
Okay, it's only reflection of the light, not creation of the light.
Okay.
There's no creation of the light.
Creation.
So we can say, God's our light creates everything.
Okay, got it.
And you cannot even say, oh, there's light and opaque. So can you say there are two things there? No, because this doesn't have the it's not the parallel reality. Well, because if it has independent existence, it can be parallel reality to the light.
Hmm.
It enjoys its existence only if there is light. Therefore, even though light and opaque are not one, but still they are not two also. Okay, why? Because it doesn't have independent existence. So we look at every opaque thing as what? Appearance, manifestation of the reflection of the light. Similarly, the entire material world of objects is, you know, is manifestation of awareness, the consciousness, the knowledge. Anyway, I have went out of the thing for your answering, to answer your question. So what he says, satisthitaha punaha mayam kim punaha mayam eti. Remaining absorbed, remaining steadfast in the vision of the truth as one's own self. You know, having arrived at the truth by self-enquiry, enquiry into the nature of the I, then again, how is it possible for, is it possible for one to talk about Maya again? There's no Maya. Maya doesn't exist for the one who has arrived at the truth, who remains absorbed in the vision of the reality. Not as the subject or object, but as the very truth of the very I. In the vision of which has dissolved all the differences also. The class, I'm very happy. Why? Because I'm saying what I'm seeing, isn't it? And I'm talking this, that's why I can understand what my Swamiji says that I used to understand before. Nice. Whenever Swamiji used to say, I see what I'm saying, he says, and now I understand why he says that.
Oh.
Isn't it? Because for me, to have the same understanding. When I'm saying, I'm seeing, isn't it? I mean what I really say. I don't mechanically or it's not some mechanical expression of what I'm saying. So, for the real accomplisher, the real accomplishment is self-knowledge. So, self-knowledge is the absolute accomplishment. That is the miracle. There is no greater miracle, greater accomplishment than the self-knowledge that I am adding. And if at all there are any other accomplishments, achievements and miracles, now all of them, all the siddhis, occultos, etc. are as good as dream experiences, dream objects for the wise person. So, for the one who is awake, the dream is no more real. The dream is real for the one who is asleep. The dream is real only if the person continues to be in the dream. But the dream is no more real for the one who is awake. In the same way, who remains absorbed in the vision of the truth as one's own self, having arrived at the truth as one's own real nature by self-enquiry, inquiry into the nature of the I, for him, no, there is no Maya. There cannot be Maya. But what is there for him? Only Satyam Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. There is no I, this difference. There is, the difference is not there. Nowhere known difference is not there. Where plurality is not there, multiplicity is not there, all that is here is, in spite of having all the experiences of all the differences, without denying anything, he remains absorbed in the, steadfast in the vision of the fact of the truth being one secondless non-dual reality, and all that is here is only Brahma, Ishwaraha.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम तत्सत. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.
हे भगवन् परमात्मन् सर्वव्यापिन् सर्वरूपिन् सर्वस्वरूपिन् सर्वाधार सर्वज्ञानाधार ज्ञानरूप ज्ञानस्वरूप रक्षर जगदीश्वर परमेश्वर भगवान् भगवती पराशक्ति ब्लेस ऑल ऑफ यू. ओके, फुल्ड ऑल योर राइटियस विशेस.